Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day if you happen to be a committed Republican or a committed Democrat, somebody who believes in both of these two great parties, or one or the other of these two great parties. There's a brand new Gallup poll that shows soaring support for people who believe with the proposition that the Democrats and the Republicans both do such a lousy job of representing the people that we need a third major party. What does that mean? Where do we go with that? What about the new Democratic attempt to try to blow up any plans for the no labels ticket, which is planning to hold a convention in April? And I know that sounds like a long way away. That is even after the initial caucuses in Iowa and the New Hampshire primary. But if they hold a convention, they would then select a person from one of the political parties for president and a person from the other political party for vice president. And they would have ballot positions in many states, perhaps not all of them. Does that mean a third-party candidate can win? We will get to that. We'll also be speaking with the gag order on President Trump and the proceeding of all of his various legal challenges, I think you could describe them. He has indictments here and there and everywhere, and a lot of these trials are, well, one going on in New York right now. How is it going? Andy McCarthy has been a prosecutor in New York, a federal prosecutor, and very successfully. He now writes about legal issues for the New Republic. He's a Fox News contributor. We'll be speaking with Andy McCarthy, and we'll be speaking with Daniel Henninger, who writes a fairly alarming column about the challenges of the Republican Party right now. And we'll be speaking to David Frum, former speechwriter for President Bush, who is very worried about the fact that the Republican Party, in terms of its influence by the Matt Gaetz group, that influence, says David Frum, is influence to embrace fantasy, like the fantasy that said that President Trump actually won the 2020 election, and not to deal with facts. So how do you start dealing with facts in this situation? There is now a new contour to the struggle for the speaker's position in the House of Representatives, but that is getting increasingly urgent. Why? Because there are today only 30 working days, as opposed to vacation days or weekends. There are only 30 working days left for the House of Representatives before the new deadline for a government shutdown. That's November 17th. Is that unbelievable, 30 days? And they're going to be spending a lot of those days in the struggle for a new speaker. Who is ahead, who is behind in that struggle? We will get to that also on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, there is the reaction of the President of the United States, who tried to give some kind of coherent reaction for what we have to do as a nation regarding picking a new speaker and then maybe picking someone who can work together, which is ironic because it was the attempt to work together with Democrats that really did in Kevin McCarthy. What is unbelievable to me is there's a great deal of blame, and it is extraordinarily appropriate on Matt Gaetz and his seven other rebels who voted against sustaining the leadership of Kevin McCarthy. But the fact is, there were only eight Republicans who voted that way, in a destructive way. There were 208 Democrats who did. And the fact that there were no other Democrats who could find a way to recognize that it was difficult to envision that you would have an improvement in the situation with a brand new speaker named Steve Scalise or a brand new speaker named Jim Jordan. Those appear to be the two front runners right now. There's also Congressman Hearn from Oklahoma, and also the possibility of Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, but we will cover all of that. There's President Biden speaking on electing a new speaker. This is clip 15.
The House will now reorganize and select a new speaker. I know it's going to take some time, but I remind everyone, we have a lot of work. We have a lot of work to do, and the American people expect us to get it done. And we have to get it done in a timely fashion. More than anything, we need to change the poisonous atmosphere in Washington. You know, we have strong disagreements, but we need to stop seeing each other as enemies. We need to talk to one another, listen to one another, work with one another, and we can do that.
Okay, let's see if they can do that. Can a lot of other Republicans work with Matt Gaetz? Well, listen to what one of his colleagues in Congress says about Matt Gaetz. This is Senator Markwayne Mullion of Oklahoma, who tells Manu Raju of CNN the way that Gaetz used to go around to his colleagues. And doing what? Listen, clip 1.5.
You got to think about this guy. This is a guy that didn't have, that the media didn't give a time of day to after he was accused of sleeping with an underage girl. And there's a reason why no one in the conference came and defended him, because we had all seen the videos he was showing on the House floor that all of us had walked away of the girls that he had slept with. He'd brag about how he would crush ED medicine and chase it with an energy drink so he could go all night. This is obviously before he got married. And so when that accusation came out, no one defended him, and then no one on the media would give him a time of the day. All of a sudden, he found fame because he opposed the Speaker of the House back in November, and he's always stayed there. And he's not, he was never going to leave until he got this last moment of fame by saying, by going after a motion to vacate.
Okay, and there is now new attention to the Gaetz ethics inquiry. Mr. McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, has argued, says the New York Times, that Mr. Gaetz's motion to remove him as Speaker is little more than personal payback for Mr. McCarthy's failure to interfere with the inquiry by the Ethics Committee of Matt Gaetz, which is looking into allegations of sexual misconduct and misuse of funds. So what specifically are the charges against Matt Gaetz? We will get to that. We will also get to the future of third-party notions, especially with Robert Kennedy apparently planning an independent campaign. And what do the people say about this idea that the two parties are just so worn out that neither party is well-liked? But Gallup suggests there is one party among these two disliked major party organizations that has more support when it comes to issues. Is that Republicans or is it Democrats? We will get to that as well, all coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And we'll be speaking soon with Andy McCarthy about the latest of the fraud trial as it's going on in New York with President Trump. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
It is deeply and terribly disturbing.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
They stepped on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Constitution does not require that the Speaker of the House be a member of Congress. Technically, any American can be the Speaker. Can you imagine this? If there isn't enough insanity in the House right now, they want to bring in Donald Trump to come settle things down. The man has 91 felony counts against him, and he's in the middle of a $250 million fraud trial in New York, but that doesn't mean he isn't considering the job.
That was Jimmy Kimmel. Actually, Trump himself has shown a sense of humor about this, apparently posting a photograph that's doctored to show himself wearing a red MAGA, Make America Great Again cap, and holding a speaker's gavel and pretending to be the new Speaker of the House. The report in the Washington Post says that Trump, who endorsed McCarthy's bid for Speaker, remember that 15 votes that it took for him to get elected, and he actually made some calls on McCarthy's behalf to secure the gavel in January, did not come to the ousted Speaker's rescue this week. McCarthy prided himself on his close relationship with Trump, defending the former president through countless controversies, and cajoling him to support the former Speaker's own political priorities, like him surviving as Speaker. But Trump stayed on the sidelines over the last few days, only issuing mildly worded, believe it or not, social media posts that simply ask, why is it that Republicans are always fighting among themselves? Why aren't they fighting the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country? And that idea of destroying our country, I mentioned the Gallup poll, which is so striking, is that 63% of U.S. adults, they write and report, that currently agree with the statement that the Republican and Democratic parties, quote, do such a poor job of representing the American people that a third major party is needed. This represents a 7 percentage point increase from a year ago, and it's the highest since Gallup has began asking that question 20 years ago. However, the current measure is actually similar to the prior highs of 61% and 62%, now it's 63%, which came out in 2017, right after Trump's victory in 2016, and then in 2021, shortly after the Capitol Hill riot. Over the past two decades, majorities of U.S. adults have typically agreed that a third party is needed. The last time this wasn't the case was in 2012, when Americans were evenly divided. Typically, political independents are most likely to favor a third party, and that is the case this year, with 75% of independents expressing this view. Most often, support for a third party among Democrats and Republicans is below the majority level. However, this year's poll shows that 58% of Republicans believe that we need a third U.S. political party. That's up from 45% a year ago. There's also been an uptick in support for a third party among Democrats, but that's much less notable and much less substantive than among Republicans. And speaking of substantive Republicans, there's this report by Luke Broadwater on the proceedings against Matt Gaetz in the House Ethics Committee. And given the fact that everybody in Congress is so angry at Matt Gaetz for having created this situation, which really does endanger the Republic. I mean, if we're going to go back to this idea of a government shutdown in just 30 days, unless they can choose a speaker and that new speaker can get something together. In any event, since the spring of 2021, Mr. Gaetz has been under investigation over allegations he engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, that he shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. And we just heard of former House member, now U.S. Senator, Mark Wayne Mullion of Oklahoma, saying that, yes, he actually had the experience of Gaetz showing him some of these inappropriate videos. He misused state identification records, converted campaign funds to personal use, and accepted impermissible gifts under House rules, among other allegations. He by the way, is one of the leading advocates of impeachment of President Biden. And again, he is still being investigated by the House Ethics Committee. The Justice Department dropped the case. The secretive congressional investigation was paused while the Justice Department carried out a related investigation of Mr. Gates's conduct, including allegations involving sex trafficking with minors. And in February, the Justice Department decided not to bring charges against Mr. Gates after concluding they could not make a strong enough case in court. Once the Justice Department inquiry ended, the Ethics Committee resumed its work, according to people familiar with the matter, reaching out to witnesses for interviews, but many of the witnesses they consider most relevant have not cooperated. Mike Lawler, Republican of New York, we've played his sound bites on this show before, recently. He said, "I think Matt Gaetz is a petulant child. He doesn't care about governing. He cares about getting attention. Well, and getting girls. He is recently married, of course, and says that that has changed his life." In an interview, Representative Derek Van Orden, Republican of Wisconsin, referred to Mr. Gaetz as some guy from Florida and questioned why anyone would listen to him. "This is just foolishness, and I'll have no part of it," he said of Mr. Gaetz' actions. The Ethics Committee is likely to write a report detailing its findings against Mr. Gaetz, but it was unclear how long that would take. The panel could recommend a range of punishments depending on what facts its investigators uncover. They asked Mr. Gaetz about this and about the Ethics Committee taking up his case. You know who he blamed? Kevin McCarthy. Well, Kevin McCarthy just stepped away as Speaker. There is more today. We are talking about Matt Gaetz and some of the problems. We will get to that and also the latest in the Trump trial, the one in New York for fraud, $250 million fine. Any chance Trump will pay that? We'll be talking about it with Andy McCarthy coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Powerball jackpot now up to an estimated $1.4 billion with no one matching all six numbers in last night's drawing. So the jackpot rolled up to what would be the third highest Powerball jackpot and the fifth largest in U.S. lottery history for Saturday night's drawing. New York State Attorney General Letitia James' campaign pledging to sue former President Donald Trump and reportedly be a real pain in his to him should be considered an embarrassment. That's from a statement from George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley. Trump complaining yesterday in court that the Manhattan trial was blocking him from campaigning, blasting the New York Attorney General as corrupt. A memorial service for the late California Senator Dianne Feinstein set for today in San Francisco. Corey Myers, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, a great deal of attention to the House of Representatives of the United States, which has been descending, as they say, into chaos. But there's also another example of spreading chaos and of a descent into chaos. And that, says Andy McCarthy in his most recent piece in National Review, has been in the trial of Donald Trump and his business associates for fraud, being pursued by the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James. Andy McCarthy is, of course, a contributor to National Review. He is a contributor to Fox News Channel. He has been a distinguished prosecutor for the Justice Department of the United States, particularly going after terrorists. This civil trial in New York features a new gag order against Donald Trump because he saw fit to claim that the court clerk for Judge Engoron, that the court clerk was Chuck Schumer's girlfriend. First of all, am I correct? There is no evidence at all that she even knows Senator Schumer. And secondly, what's the problem with them installing a gag order saying don't be going after court clerks and their personal life to your millions of followers?
Well, Michael, the only evidence that they know each other is a photograph which has been making the rounds on social media of the woman in question, whose name is Greenfield, and Senator Schumer in kind of a warm embrace. I wouldn't want to say more about it than that, at what's obviously a public event. And what I found amusing about that is, if there's anyone in the planet as to whom there must be a zillion such photos, it's Donald Trump. And what he would tell you right off the bat is, just because he has his photograph taken, even in, you know, with everyone beaming, that doesn't necessarily mean he knows everybody in the photograph, or even anybody in the photograph. So there's no evidence that there's actually any kind of an affair going on. Schumer denied it. Engeron, on behalf of Ms. Greenfield, denied it. But the constitutional issue here is, you know, there's nothing that Trump said that was a violation of the First Amendment. It was, you know, you have to take the background here, which is that Trump is entitled to argue to people that this prosecution is a political vendetta by Democrats against him. The First Amendment doesn't protect you, or doesn't allow a prior restraint to be put on the peddling of false information. And, you know, if Schumer or Greenfield want to sue Trump for defamation, they're, you know, they think they can make that case, they can do that. But really, our bright line for gagging people is incitement to crime, and really to violence. Trump is not a member of the bar. He's not subject to the rules of the bar. He's not subject to the professional ethics rules. If I said something like that about Judge Engeron's clerk while I was litigating a case before him, I could get in a lot of trouble and maybe lose my license, or at least lose the privilege of practicing in that court. But Trump isn't beholden to any of those limitations.
Okay, right now, the likelihood of he's already lost one of the arguments about charges against him, the argument for fraud generally. There are six more charges that the judge is going to make the decision on. Given the fact that President Trump has expressed a good deal of hostility towards the judge, likely that he comes out of this trial with a whole series of fines and punishments and judgments against him?
Yeah, I think, Michael, two things. First, I think Trump would say Engeron did it first, and there's a lot actually to that. I mean, Tish James, who was the attorney general in New York, ran for office promising to leverage the law enforcement powers of New York State against Trump, which is a pretty Soviet type, you know, show me the man and I'll show you the crime sort of thing. And I must say, I think 20 years ago, a prosecutor or someone who was running for an elective prosecutor's office who promised to abuse her power that way, that would be disqualifying. So, you know, we've got an important cultural change, not only in the legal culture, but I think at the broader society. But, you know, putting that aside, even before the complaint was filed, Trump complained. Engeron was the judge who was assigned at the point of the investigation, and Trump complained that he was being selectively investigated, which was clearly true. All he needed to do was quote the attorney general for that proposition. And what Engeron said is, you know, if she's got a thing for him, I don't understand that to be a selective prosecution problem. I think she's going after him because he's a bad guy. So that was the start of it. And then, you know, he's been very chippy in a lot of the things he's had to say. I think he's that kind of a guy. He doesn't seem to have many unexpressed thoughts. Most good judges I've ever been before kind of had like 7-second tape delay so that like they processed what they were going to say before they said it. He doesn't seem to have that feature. So he's had a lot of nasty things to say about Trump. Trump's had a lot of nasty things to say back. But I think the importance for how this is going to look going forward is by conveying to Trump before the trial even started that he had already lost. That tells Trump that his only relief legally in this case is down the road at the appellate stage, if he's got any hope at all. So in the here and now, he has this trial, And I think Trump has decided that it's political combat. It's not a legal proceeding anymore because the legal proceeding is a lost cause. The judge has already told him he's lost.
You don't think that this trial outdoes any of the federal prosecutions, do you? I mean, they remain more serious to President Trump. The documents issue in Mar-a-Lago or the overturning the election issue in Georgia and in Washington, D.C. Those are still more serious threats to President Trump and his future.
Well, I've told people for months now that they shouldn't go to sleep on the civil case, even though we had these four other criminal cases. And I agree that we should sort of drop off the two state criminal cases because I don't think they're nearly as serious. Obviously, the federal criminal cases, and I think especially the Mar-a-Lago case because it's the most serious and it has the most serious charges. The January 6th case because I think it's got the highest probability of Trump getting convicted between the Washington, D.C. jury pool and the judge who's obviously very hostile to him. So that's an immediate threat. That case comes up in March. But I've always thought this case was an existential threat to Trump in the sense that the state is trying to ruin him. I mean, the at issue in this case are a potential of $250 million or more in what they call disgorgement penalties. They are trying to put him out of business, take all of the Trump properties and put them into receivership, force him to sell them in order to, you know, pay whatever has to be paid to the state. And it's not just Trump. It's his adult children as well. Ivanka is not in the case, but the two adult boys are.
Andy McCarthy, you can read his most recent columns. They're posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We're going to continue, Andy, because there is so much going on and so many questions about the law and the Constitution and Trump and more coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved Show, a few more moments with the distinguished legal scholar, veteran prosecutor, prolific author, and media personality, Andrew C. McCarthy, who is a senior fellow at the National Review Institute and National Review contributing editor, and who served as an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. During part of the time he served, his boss was a guy named Rudy Giuliani, who hasn't had such happy headlines recently. A big piece about his problem drinking on the front page of the New York Times. Andy, we have a question that came in based upon the fight for speaker that is going on right now. And the question is from Brian in Everett, Washington, who asks, please explain, if a non-congressional person is chosen as Speaker of the House, does that person then have a vote in House actions? Interesting question.
I believe the answer to that is no. Only elected members of the House are allowed to cast votes. And, you know, I think it's always interesting to do these kind of what-if hypotheticals. But we've never had someone who wasn't in the House, Speaker of the House, in the history of the United States. And, you know, every time there's an opening, the position is open, somebody, floats that. But it's never happened before, and I wouldn't expect to see it happen here.
Well, people would say we've never had an attempt to drive out Speaker Cannon in 1910, but he held his position. We've never had a Speaker of the House who lost his position because the vacating of the position was sustained by a majority vote in the House. That never happened before.
Although he was dead man walking, don't you think? I mean, once he agreed to that idea that any one member could bring up a vacate the chair petition, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, there's now conversation that the new speaker, whoever it is, and it looks like it's very likely going to be the House Majority Leader, Steve Scalise of Louisiana, that whoever it is, that they change that provision requiring either 10 votes or 20 votes. And I think 20 votes would be better, don't you?
I agree. Totally agree.
Okay. In terms of the Trump trial schedule, I know that you must have this posted somewhere. Before the Iowa caucuses, and the Iowa caucuses are January 15th, he has this trial going on. It's supposed to be settled before January, but it's supposed to be settled sometime in December. What else does he have to deal with? He has round two of the E. Jean Carroll litigation, doesn't he?
Yes, also January 15th. It'll be a doubleheader that day, it sounds like. Between the primary and the trial. And then 2 weeks after that, Michael, he has a consumer fraud civil case also in the Southern District of New York Federal Court in Manhattan that is supposed to last, I think, 3 to 6 weeks, which takes him right into Super Tuesday, which would be the eve of his first criminal trial before Judge Chutkan in Washington, D.C., the federal case involving January 6th and the events leading up to it. I fear, even though I think that case legally to me is dicey, I think that the legal problems with it, if there are infirmities, will not be obvious to a jury. It's the kind of thing that, you know, when you have legal defenses, they're not as obvious to juries. And I think between a Washington, D.C. jury and a judge that's already, you know, shown flashes of hostility against him, there's a very high probability he'll be convicted of something in that case. That's supposed to start March 4th, I think go 2 months. That would lead into the Mar-a-Lago documents case, which is supposed to go in mid-May. Former President Trump's legal team today moved in Florida to try to, again, to get the documents case postponed until after the election. And they moved in Washington to try to get the case dismissed on the theory that Trump had immunity in connection with the acts that the government wants to use as evidence against him. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Do you believe that this is going to end up assuring that Trump gets the Republican nomination? Because it does appear that the majority of Republicans across the country are sympathetic to President Trump's plea that he is a victim of election interference.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about that, because I would have thought and hoped, maybe this is too much hope on my part, that people would have realized by this point that he's not electable. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on Trump. This isn't a personal thing. This is just math. In 2016 and 2020, in 16, he won miraculously with 46%. In 20, he predictably lost in a two-person race with 46%. He's never been able to get over 46%. His unfavorables in the country are at 55. He will never, after January 6th, sniff 46% again. I don't think he would get over 43. I think it could be considerably less. And I think Republicans are failing to factor in what's coming in the next 6 to 8 months, where it's not only all of the evidence that's going to come out on in these trials, everything the media and Democrats have been saving up, they are going to throw at Trump once he's got the nomination locked. And that includes these crazy social media posts on Truth Social, which very few people know about because that has such a small dissemination. But everybody's going to know about them come this time next year. And if Trump could get 42, 43, I'd be surprised by that. You can't win with that number. So I think people are just stubbornly not coming to grips with the fact that the biggest problem with Trump, among many, many problems, is he simply can't win.
Well, there's also a question is when you're talking about January 15th, which is the day of the Iowa caucuses, there is yet another proceeding, and we haven't even mentioned the Alvin Bragg proceeding of hush money to porn stars yet, have we? Because that's probably not going to go against him, but it still would take some of his time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, Bragg has said that he's willing to step back so that the federal cases can go ahead, and that's not surprising given that he's got such a lousy case. I'm not surprised that he doesn't want to bring it publicly. I think he was hoping to score points with New York. Remember, he's an elected official. He's not an appointed prosecutor. He's elected. And I think he was trying to score points with New York progressives and probably did simply by indicting him. I'm not sure he wants to try that case.
And again, the fundamental question here is how much of President Trump's time as the election campaign intensifies, because we're still more than a year away from the actual election, how much of Trump's time is going to be demanded by these various cases? And there are very few of them. Well, they're going to postpone until after the election, right? I mean,
No. This is why his strategy, particularly in New York, is to make the case the campaign. You know, he's now decided he's lost the case legally, right? But we might as well use it for the political show. So his campaign is that the Democrats are on a vendetta against him to try to shunt him aside because he is the only one who can stop the ruination of the country. And he's going to use all of these trials as a platform to say, see what they're doing to me here. And he thinks that's probably as effective as having rallies at this point. And if you're stuck in a courtroom, you can't really have rallies, right? So.
And yeah, the likely nominee for the Republican Party, if the reality sinks in, as you put it, that Trump simply cannot win, the nominee who could would be?
I think DeSantis or Haley. I think virtually anyone in the Republican field could beat Biden. The question is, can they get nominated?
Well, I agree with you completely on both points. The latest from Andrew McCarthy is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. What just happened in the House of Representatives? Was it really a sellout for nothing? We'll be talking about that with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.